It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Bearcat men come in 16-2. They're 8-2 in the MIAA, a game out of first place in the conference standings behind Washburn. Missouri Western comes in 3-14 and 1-9 in the conference in last place in the MIAA. They're coached by Brett Weiberg and Bearcats by Ben McCullum. Welcome back, Trenton. I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone is our studio engineer. Matt Trenton, these two men's teams have a lot to live up to after an exciting finish to that women's game.
Yeah, you're exactly right, John. The Bearcat women able to pull out a nail-biter in the end, so it'll be tough to match that one, especially with everything riding off the losing streak for each team. But you see Northwest wanting to continue to win, continue to prove that they're the class, the MIAA, while Missouri Western is trying to get off the schneid. They've been on since the last time they played Northwest. So there's a lot riding on this game for both teams, regardless of what the record actually is. So hoping for a fun one this afternoon.
And what's nice is we look down as the teams go through their warm-ups. Justin Pitts back in uniform, and they'll be ready to go this afternoon.
Yeah, and that's big. You know, there's enough playmakers that they can come in and win this game without him. But just from a confidence standpoint, if there is any rust after not playing in a week and a half, it'd be nice to get him out there, get some good minutes, and get that confidence back in him. But, you know, you get a chance to see the best player in Division II basketball. You want to see him as many times as you possibly can. So should be a fun one for this packed house.
Justin missed the matchup last Saturday against Fort A State with a concussion suffered against Nebraska Kearney the previous Thursday night. That in the first half. He ended up playing the second half, but the concussion indication really didn't show up until later, and they decided to set him out against Fort A State. Bearcats able to pick up the win over Fort A State 72-67. Meanwhile, the Missouri Western men coming off lost to Nebraska Kearney last Saturday, 78-71. Missouri Western hasn't won a game since back on December 2nd when they had a win. I guess I should say they haven't won a game since December 2nd when they defeated Northeastern State 70-66. At that point, they've been winless, and they come in 3-14, 1-9 in the conference. The Bearcats 16-2 and 8-2. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Missouri Western men going through their pregame warm-ups with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Matt, one of the stats that really stands out for these two teams coming in to today, Bearcats tops in the nation in offensive scoring, giving up just 59.8 points per game. Missouri Western last in the MIAA in scoring defense as they give up nearly 71 points a contest.
Yeah, the Bearcats, it's impressive to see how they can constantly come in and night out and give teams their lowest point total level of the year. I mean, it's kind of been something they've done, especially when you see the amount of teams that scored, you know, 50 or less in the last couple months. But, no, Northwest has been done a very good job of coming out and shutting teams down. Then on the other side, like you said, Missouri Western, not necessarily defensively efficient, but when you figure in that they're also a team that can't score the basketball on their own, it kind of puts them at a bit of a disadvantage whenever you go against a team where everybody on the floor, essentially, for Northwest can shoot the ball from all over the floor. Then you have Brett Doherty playing at as efficiently as he has been. It's a very good offensive team for the Bearcats, especially put Justin Pitts back in the lineup.
You talk about Missouri Western not scoring on their own. They're also last in the conference in scoring offense, averaging just over 64 points a game.
Yeah, that's kind of tough to go in, and whenever you're not a good defensive team, and then you can't hit shots on top of it, clearly it's going to make it difficult to play night in, night out. But to go along with that, they're a team that's been in a lot of close games but hasn't found a way to close out any of these close games.
Yeah, it's so. Northwest and Missouri Western back. And hear more from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, right after this time out of the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Baumley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as Northwest getting ready to face Missouri Western this afternoon. Coach, the team's had a week off since the win over Fort Hays State to end Hays, Kansas last week. Just kind of talk about how this week's gone for you.
It's gone good. We've had really good practices. We took 2 days off and then shortened practice a little bit and made it a little more intense. And I feel like we've gotten better. And now it's about carrying that over into a game and really competing in a game type setting, and hopefully we will. Hopefully you'll see some of the things that we've adjusted and some of the competitive things that we've added, and we'll play better tonight.
What are some of those things that you've changed a little bit this week?
Well, we've freshened up quite a bit was the first thing, and then secondly it's just we take too many breaks defensively. It's not that we're not playing hard, it's that we're not playing exceptionally hard, and so we need to go to that next level and be great, and hopefully this week of practice will help with that tonight.
Justin missed the last game at Hays due to a concussion suffered Thursday in the matchup with Nebraska Kearney. How's he bounced back from that?
We'll find out tonight. He practiced yesterday, so he'll play today, and we'll see how his conditioning holds up. We're going to sub him. Usually we don't sub him at all. We'll sub him some tonight and give him some breaks and see if that helps him.
Now, Missouri Western, a team that record-wise has really struggled this season. They haven't had a win since the last time Northwest played Missouri Western down in St. Joseph. But when you look at their games, they've been ahead in a lot of the games. They just haven't figured out a way to finish things off.
Yeah, I think they don't have a go-to guy down the stretch, and it makes it difficult. The other part is they're playing all those teams after they play us or before they play us, and so they're not necessarily getting everybody's best shot. And you know what? They compete. You know, Western does compete. They compete defensively. They compete offensively. They'll be physical, and so they're able to stay in games.
What are some of the big keys to attacking Missouri Western today?
You got to be physical with them. You got to match their effort and play harder than them. And then, you know, defensively, obviously, just stay in your gaps and play our defense.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, before we get to the starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. As we mentioned just a bit ago, Justin Pitts back in the starting lineup after suffering that injury against Nebraska Kearney last Thursday. Again, he missed the Fort Hays State game last Saturday in Hayes, Kansas. But he's back in the lineup, a 5'10 senior at Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 21 points and 3 rebounds a game and 5.4 assists per contest. Also, the guard, Xavier Kurth, a 6'4 senior at St. Joseph Lafayette. averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had 10 points against Fort A State last Saturday and 37 minutes on the floor. Chris Eby going down in the lineup, a 6'7 senior, a Stavanger, Norway, averaging 14 points and 8 rebounds a game. He's coming off a 20-point performance and 14 boards against Fort Hays State. He's also 8 points away from joining the 1,000-point mark and club at Northwest Missouri State. He already has 500 rebounds in his career with the Bearcats. Out of 4, Joey Wittes, a 6'7 junior out of 10 Elsin, Minnesota, and a transfer from Minnesota State, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had 15 points against Fort A State, and in the last minute against Missouri Western, had 11. He also is 22 points away from 1,000 points in his collegiate career. Again, most of that with Minnesota State. Missouri Western with their lineup. A four-guard lineup, Cole Clearman at one of the guard spots, a 6-foot senior, a Bettendorf, Iowa, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. T.J. Evans, another guard, along with Yvonne Hightower and Trey Brim. And inside is Seth Boniface, the 6'9 senior from Dubuque, Iowa. We'll be back here ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandVillMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Housing Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, along with Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone is our studio engineer. It's Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, the men's game of their doubleheader. Matt Trenton, we have a packed house here at Bearcat Arena for today's game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Going with that wide-out promotion across the board, as well as Organization Day for the student organizations across campus. So they're representing well. And you throw on top of it, once again, a top-10 team in the nation of the Bearcats taking on a rival in Missouri Western. They're playing well, so just hope to see Northwest kind of take the momentum we saw from that women's game, carry it on early, get a big lead.
Did you miss it? The Northwest women picking up their second win of the season, a 56-53 win over Missouri Western. Reminder, today's game underwritten by Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. For Beer Hall and Beer Garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Bearcats have dominated this series between the two teams the last several years. As a matter of fact, the last time Missouri Western has won a matchup in this, that was all the way back on January 12th of 2013. Northwest leads this series 51-35. And really, the last decade or so, it's been all Northwest in this battle between the two teams.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, that was kind of the end of the Tom Smith era and now into the new Brett Weiberg era. Coach Weiberg has not had any luck against Northwest ever. Played
some closer ball games. Hasn't been able to find a way to pull one out. Northwest seems to only get stronger each and every year. So for a team that's struggling, you wonder if you come out, hit a few shots, get some momentum early, if maybe they kind of start getting down on themselves.
Also, toward the end of the Steve Tappmeyer year at Northwest Missouri State, and speaking of Coach Tappmeyer, tomorrow he goes into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame in an induction ceremony taking place in Springfield tomorrow evening. So, again, our congratulations to Steve Tappmeyer for yet another well-deserved honor.
A very cool honor for him, and, you know, you look at what has happened under Coach Ben McComb, and that was start to be built under Coach Tappmeyer, who coached Austin Meyer, coached Andy Peterson, coached Ben McComb, and kind of got his start there in the industry, and so cool to see him getting that honor tomorrow night.
We're ready to go. Again, a packed house here at the Bearcat Arena. Your officials for today's game are Roland Simmons, John Moore, and Kirk Trotter. Bearcats in their home white uniforms with their gray numerals trimmed in green. Missouri Western in their black uniforms trimmed in gold. And Northwest will win the tip, and they'll go from our left to our right in this first half. Left side and down. Out top is Quittis. Left side and down once again. Now they find Doherty low left toward the baseline. Trying to post up with Boniface. Takes in the lane. His pass tipped up in the air and is controlled by Missouri Western. Trey Brown will take it across midcourt. Looks left side for Clearman. Takes the three off the left wing and knocks it down. Go Clearman. Hits the three. He's a very good shooter and knocks down the three-pointer. That's his 30th of the season and gives Missouri Western the early three-point lead. Low left side is Doherty. Tries the baseline. Finds Kurth cutting through the baseline right. Out front right side. Four and down. Down the lane right. Drives in. Lays it up and in. And down now 6 points away from reaching the 1,000-point mark in his career at Northwest. 3-2. Northwest Missouri State in front. Trey Brown, chased by Pitts, dribbles right side to the right wing, stripped out of his hands, goes out of bounds off of Pitts. One thing we heard in our interview with Coach Ben McCollum, Justin getting the start today, but they plan to rest him a little bit more than he normally does for that injury and missing last week's game against Fort Hays State. He was second in the MIAA in minutes played. Brown, right side, finds T.J. Evans, takes the top of the key, dribbles right side, chased by Doherty out front, down the lane left, jumps up with it, and he'll get called for the travel off that jump stop, and the turnover gives it to Northwest.
Good job by Doherty getting in front of him, forcing him to pick up that dribble there, and Evans picks up another step and takes the turnover.
Bearcats very good at forcing turnovers and keeping control of the basketball on their own side, despite coming off a 17-turnover performance against Fort Hays State, of course, in that game, Justin on the bench. Left side with the Doherty high post, finds Pitts cutting the bucket off the left side, lays it up and in.
You know, that first possession of the ball game, Doherty kind of threw it away, got picked off by Missouri Western. He's usually very good with the basketball. You see it there, finding Pitts cutting.
Cats up 4-3. Again, this game just underway. Right side pass for Brown. Will dribble out front with the left hand to the left side of the lanes. Just inside, Dart pulls up, bounce pass, high post left for Boniface. Drives the lane left, his dribble knocked loose by Pitts, picked up by Endow, Northwest, left to right in the front court, left side.
Yeah, I'd say Justin looks 100%.
So far, so good. Kurth out front, left side, Wittes, cross court, right side, Endow, baseline right, they get it to Doherty. Finds Kurth open in the left corner, passes up the shot, finds Wittes left wing, takes the three and won't go. Doherty tries to keep the ball alive, tips it away, but it's controlled inside for Missouri Western. By Hightower, he'll bring it across midcourt. Looks left side for Brown. Baseline looks in the lane for Boniface. Misses his shot too hard. Nothing but Bearcats inside. Doherty will clear it away for Northwest. Now Kurth into the front court left side. Doherty between the circles. Right side Pitts. Low right for Wittes. Trying to post up with Evans. Throws it away. Trying to go to Kurth for the left sideline. Pass overthrown and goes out of bounds. Alex Martin into the ball game for Missouri Western, and Boniface goes to the sideline. Really kind of getting into what is one of the assistant coaches for Missouri Western. Trey Brown walks it across the 10-second line, right in front of the Bearcat paw. Hits all over him out front. Long bounce pass left wing for Evans, chased by Wittes. Cross court right side pass, Brown. Back left side, Evans. Shot clock at 9. Out front, Brown. Dribbles with the left hand. Chased by Pitts with 5 seconds on the shot clock. To the left corner and a bump and a foul. Doherty stepping out on the checkoff and will pick up the foul. That'll be his first.
That's a tough one to pick up. Only 3 seconds left on the shot clock. We talked about him doing a good job moving his feet, getting in front of the guard. That time was a little bit behind him, giving the bump with the chest and picks up the foul.
Still 4-3 game, Northwest in front, the inbound left in front of the Bearcat bench to Trey Brown. Dribbles top of the key, down the lane right to the layup, and a scoop layup is good by Trey Brown. He averages 17 points a game. Very good three-point shooter, but had a nice drive to the bucket that time, and gives the Griffins a one-point lead, 5-4. Pitts out front at top of the key, Doherty. Touch pass to Pitts to the left wing. Thought about the three, goes instead on the pick and roll for Doherty, trying to find Kirk cutting through the lane. Misses off the pass, and is picked up by Clearman. On the fast break, right side, Brown to the right corner with the dribble. Spinning is Evans. Now out top for Clearman. Left wing pass for Hightower. Clearman out front, dribbles right side inside the arc. Now steps back toward the sideline, and a whistle. Away from the ball, this one to go against the Griffins. And the foul will be on Joey Wittes. Wittes will pick up his first. Got a little bit of a push out top as he was trying to guard that time. I believe it was Martin. Quick pass, pass off the inbound left for Hightower. Picked up by Welty, who just checked into the ball game. Steps back. Left side for Evans. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Nearly threw it away. Chase right side, Clearman. Shot clock's at 5 seconds. Clearman inside the arc out of a double team. Goes cross court left. Hightower open. A fadeaway three off the front of the rim. No long rebound. The left corner goes out of bounds. Right to the Bearcat bench. So a 5-4 Griffin lead. Bearcats, though, with the ball and chance to take the lead this trip down with just under 16 minutes left in the first half. Wittes between the circles. Left side, Pitts. Trying to work a screen by Doherty. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now between the circles. Chest pass cross court in down. High post left is Doherty. Posting up with Martin. Takes it in the lane, spins left around to Martin. Lays it up and in off the glass. Red Doherty with his first bucket. And that gives the Bearcats the 1 point lead, 6-5. 15 and a half minutes left in at the first half. Hightower right side, dribbles pass in down to the bucket right side, misses too hard, rebound loose in the lane, controlled by Pitts for Northwest. Alec goes in down to the front court to the left wing. Didn't have the numbers, now lofts it and gets it to Doherty near the left baseline, spins on Martin once again, long bounce pass into the right corner, and Dow with a three off the front of the rim, no, and the rebound to Brown and Missouri Western. They try to work the fast break, didn't have the numbers. Out front left side, Evans to the left wing, Clearman. Now high post right for Alex Martin. Turns, faces the bucket. Instead gives it now to Clearman. Dribbles to the right wing. Cross court left side pass. Evans to the left baseline. Drives on Wittes. Inspires his dribble. Wittes all over him. Bounce pass intended for Martin. Stripped loose by Welty. Good play defensively by Ryan Welty. Coming up with his 10th steal of the season. And Northwest with a 1 point lead. They've got the basketball. Wittes between the circles. Left side Pitts. I get a screen by Doherty. Pitch to the free throw line. Finds Doherty. Pick and roll. Left side lays it up. And in and a foul. Doherty will go to the free throw line. Fouled on the play by Martin. And that'll be Martin's first foul. And Doherty with 4 early points. And he'll have the free throw coming out of the timeout. Northwest Missouri State 8. Missouri Western 5. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com.
53% shooter goes to the free throw line to try to finish off a three-point trip down the floor. Unfortunately, a little too hard. Rebound comes to Missouri Western. Three-point Bearcat lead, 8-5. Just under 15 minutes left in the first half of this matchup at Bearcat Arena. In a packed house at the arena, having some fun this afternoon. Off the left side, Clearman looks low left. Boniface back into the ballgame. Gets it to Clearman, left corner, long three off the front of the rim. Rims around it out, and then down clears the rebound for Northwest. Now coming off a 14-rebound game against Fort Hays State last Saturday. Got it right wing, low right for Doherty. Out front left side, Welty. Now to Hawkins, who checked in the left corner. Three won't go. Rebound tipped near the left wing and chased down by Hawkins. He'll scoop it to Welty. Now Northwest to set up the offense. Endow to Welty left side. Between the circles, Doherty. Right side, Endow. Down the lane to the right baseline. Right side, Doherty to Endow. Free throw line back to Doherty on the pick and roll. Layup on the left side. Good. Took it off the right side of the bucket. Went past Boniface and has the layup.
Well, it seems like we talk about it about every day, but how much has he grown as an offensive player and as a scorer this season? He's really become a threat for Northwest inside.
Coach McCollum feels like he's the best post player in the MIAA. Evans off the left wing. Finds Brown. Dribbles with the right hand to the top of the key. Just inside the arc, bounce pass. In lane, Boniface, little right-handed hook off the backboard. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Takes away from three Bearcats. Kicks it left wing. Three by Clearman. Rims around and up. And then down. Skies high to clear down the bring down the rebound. And gets it to Kurth into the front court. Now front Hawkins looks left side and down on the wing. Top of the key, Welty. High post left, Doherty. Hands off to Endow, left side. He'll take it through the lane to the bucket. Drives in. Blocking foul coming up on that Missouri Western's. Endow went through the lane.
It's always fun when you see Chris in attack because you never know what he's going to come up with. A guy that can really go up and put down some big dunks. But you mentioned him playing well without Justin on the floor. And he's a guy that plays well in big games. You go back to the national championship last year against Fairmont State. 17 points, 17 rebounds. He steps up with some big minutes when it matters most.
Yeah, the line for the first time today misses the first of two. Bearcats as a team really struggled against Fort Hays State on the season. They've been a pretty good free throw shooting team, but sometimes it appears when the misses start coming, it's contagious, and now misses the front end here. Hopefully they can rebound from a tough free throw shooting game last week as Endell hits the second free throw. 68% shooter on the year. Pitts back into the ballgame after a brief break, and Dow goes to the sideline. Northwest with Pitts, Welty, Kurth, and into the game now, Dre Starzl along with Wittes. Right side on the wing, Clearman to Boniface, high post, left side, Hightower. Tries to dribble down the left of the lane, now to the left wing. Out front pass, Clearman. Now on the right side, hooks the pass for left side for Hudson, just checked in, drives and off the left side, went over to the right side, and high off the backboard, was able to bring that shot down, and it's an 11-7 Northwest Missouri State lead. Starzl out front, left side is Pitts, getting a screen this time by Wittes. As Doherty getting a bit of a breather, he's at the scores table right now, getting ready to check back in. Wittes, cross court, right side, Welty, open on the wing with the three, rattles around it out on the rebound, Boniface for Missouri Western. Cats moving on to an 11-7 lead, just under 12 minutes left in the first half. Hightower, left side with the dribble. Between the circles, finds West Mitter. Now right side, Hudson, top of the key with the dribble left, Clearman. Steps back behind the arc with the dribble. Finds Boniface into lane. A little right-handed hook from about 6 feet out is good. That's an impressive shot for Boniface. Picks up his first bucket of the game, averaging 8 points in contest. Northwest up 11-9. Pitts hooks the pass left side. Wittes. Toward the left corner, knocks down to three. Story with his first bucket of the game. And a timeout. 11-17. North left in this first half. The Griffins want a timeout. The Bearcats up 14-9 over Missouri Western. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Reminder that Bearcat Basketball, underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit. Brother Steve and Dan Miller. Cats up 14-9. Griffin's with the basketball. 11:08 left in the first half. Out front with the dribble, Brian Hudson down the lane, right side, and tries to go cross court with the pass and throws it away. Picked up by Pitts for Northwest. Out of Kurth into the front court to Wittes between the circles. Looks left side, Pitts. Down the lane, up to the bucket, lays it up, and a foul. Justin Pitts went driving down the left side of the lane with the right hand scoop layup high off the glass. Got it to go down and draws the foul by Brian Hudson, who slid over and picks up the picks up the block foul. And Pitts at the line to try make this a three-point trip down the floor.
You like the attack and him finishing and everything about it, except for the part where he kind of hit the deck pretty hard and landed on his backside. You're like, hey, keep him upright if possible after coming off that concussion from a week and a half ago.
It's the free throw, 17-9 Northwest in front. High post left side for Tech Fall down the lane. Into the lane with the fadeaway good.
That was an athletic shot. What in that turnaround jumper?
His first bucket of the game. And Northwest in front by six. Out front with the dribble is Wittes. Finds and down. Now to Pitts. Left baseline bumped as he goes driving by. Fall, and Fall will pick up his first foul.
Well, Fall, a big man trying to step out on the switch there and guard Justin at the three-point line, and Justin gave that little hesitation. Fall took one false step, and Justin was going right by him when he had to check him and get the foul.
Just doesn't seem fair, does it?
Not at all.
Cats with the inbound. Pitts will have it top of the key. Just past left side, four and down. Gets a screen by Doherty. Through the lane he goes. Pulls up baseline right. Finds Kurth underneath the bucket. Finds Endow cutting through the lane as Endow went through. Tried to go up with a shot. Fouled. And this should get Chrissy Buendow to the free throw line. Fouled by Cole Clearman. That is his first foul. 17-11, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 10-11 left in at the first half. Endow's free throw good.
Do you think he'll reach 1,000 for his career in this half?
Well, it's off to a good start here. Second free throw, good. He's got 5 points, needs 8 to reach 1,000. 19-11, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out between the circles is Mitter. Looks left side, Hightower. Guarded by Endow. Bounce pass toward the left corner for Hudson. Spins on Wittes, brings it out top the key, Hightower. Down the lane right, he goes off balance, shot banks it, misses it, rebound tipped a couple times, and Wittes will control for Northwest. 19-11, Northwest with the lead, 9:43 left in the first half. Pitts, left side Wittes in the front court, to the left wing, Kurth. Now to Endow, high post left is Doherty. One dribble, finds Pitts right side, long three on the way, got Justin looks more like himself. He's got 8 points in this first half, 22-11 Northwest in front. In that second half against Nebraska Kearney last Thursday, when he was injured late in the first half, he just didn't quite look right in that second half. Missed some shots he normally sinks. Off to a good start here this afternoon. On the left side, Hightower for the Griffins. Between the circles, Hudson. Swing it right side on the Bearcat defense to Mitter. Mitter is senior. Dribbles left side. Clearman. Fadeaway three. Good. Put it up over Kurth from the left side. His second three of the game, and Northwest up 22-14. Just under 9 minutes left in the half. Left side, Kurth. Top of the key and down. Quick pass goes to Doherty up front. Into the right baseline. They get it to Wittes. Kicks the right wing, Pitts. Shot clock's at 14 seconds. Now to Wittes. Low right for Doherty. Finds cutting the bucket. Kurth misses the reverse layup, but calling the play was Joey Wittes, who tips it in off the rebound. And a 10-point Bearcat lead, 24-14. 8:23 left in the first half. Mitter out front, dribbles to the right wing. Chased now by Doherty off a checkoff. Now a dribble out front between the circles for Clearman. Hightower toward the left baseline in front of the Bearcat bench, and a reach-in foul coming up. And now they're going to say the ball is tipped, goes out of bounds. Good job by Endell on the defense, and the Cats will have it. And down, we're able to slap that ball right off of Missouri Western. So breaking the action, 24-14. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Missouri Western. 8:08 left in the first half. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out.
More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Bearcats with the ball, out of a timeout and a 10-point lead, 24-14 as they lead the Griffins. High post left side. End of the game, Tyler Doherty finds Pitts out between the circles. Now to Tyler Doherty once again to the right wing. Cross court left side. They get it to Ryan Welty. Now to Endow with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Finds cutting through the lane. Tyler Doherty lays it up and in. 26-14, Northwest in front. Coach McCullum going to his bench early in this one.
Get some good minutes from Hawkins, Doherty, and Starzl here in the first half.
Evans dribbling right side. Down the lane right. Between the circles. They get it for Bo Baker. Baker out front. Looks right side. Evans. Shot clock down to 7 seconds. Steps back to the left wing. Down to 4 seconds. Jump with the left hand is good. The three-pointer. Put up and in by T.J. Evans. That's his first bucket of the game. 14-3 of the season. And a 26-17 Northwest Missouri State lead. Ryan Welty out to the top of Keyendale. High post left side. Tyler Doherty bumped as he was trying to look for a pass in the right corner. And a foul coming up on Missouri Western. T.J. Evans will pick up his first foul. Sixth as a team on the Griffins. Northwest right now just whistled for 2 in the first half. 6:55 left in the half. Northwest Missouri State 26, Missouri Western 17. Inbound for Pitts. Knocked loose from behind and will belong to Northwest as Trey Brown reaches around and slapped it out of bounds. So near midcourt on the left side. The inbound comes to Pitts. Out between the circles for Welty. Right side is Ryan Hawkins. Out top of the key. The pass goes to Endow. Gets called for a travel. Picked up his pivot foot just a little bit early before putting down the dribble. And the turnover will give it to Missouri Western. 26-17. Northwest in front. 6:40 left in the first half. Top of the key is Baker. Right side pass Evans. With a left-handed dribble. Behind the back goes right side. Finds Brown. Brown spins. Free throw line jumper is too hard. Long rebound goes to Pitts and Northwest. He'll slow it up. Just trots across midcourt. And the Cats set up their offense. Okay, man-to-man defense. Hawkins left wing. Out front and down. High post left for Tyler Doherty. One dribble. And we'll get called for the travel. After that dribble, it just hopped just a little bit enough to pick up another travel. A couple of unforced turnovers for the Bearcats the last two possessions.
Yeah, pretty uncharacteristic for Northwest. 5 turnovers now in the first half. And Doherty came in and gave some good minutes early on, but a little bit of a false step there as he goes to the bench. And so you hate to see that for a guy trying to earn a few more minutes each game.
26-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. Brown with the bounce pass to the right wing, Evans. Right side pass to Clearman. Clearman trying to pass into the lane, tipped up by Doherty and controlled by Hawkins for Northwest. Now it's Brett Doherty. Got his fingertips on the ball. Welty in the front court, left side Hawkins. Now to Kurth out front. High post left, Brett Doherty. One dribble gets it to Pitts. Trying to use Doherty as a screen. Dribbles left side through the lane. Pulls up a little 13-foot jumper. Good. Got a shot put that time out of Justin Pitts. He goes into double figures with 10.
That poor Seth Boniface at 6 feet 9 inches tall. Got his feet tied up there trying to guard Pitts. His put that floater up top.
Yeah, 24 against Missouri Western in the first meeting this year. I got this feeling that the Pitts may have a big day today, too.
He's on the way there, isn't he?
Brown with the dribble down the lane right side and a foul coming up on Northwest.
You mentioned that. 10 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, no turnovers, hasn't missed a shot in less than 15 minutes of work. Yeah, he's okay.
I think so. Brett Doherty stepped out and picked up the foul. And Missouri Western inbound baseline right. Just the 13th foul against the Bearcats. Brown with a quick inbound right for Clemmer. Brings it between the circles. Bakers bends left for Evans. Now back right side, Clearman. Dribbles out front. There's 4 seconds on the shot clock. Clemmer down the lane right side. The runner takes a high bounce off the rim and falls in. He's got 8 points in this first half. 28-19, Northwest in front of Missouri Western. Kurth out front left for Wittes. Now to Pitts, left side. Getting the screen by Doherty. And the pick and roll back to Doherty, baseline left. Trying to find right side. Trying to get it to the right side for Welty, but unfortunately Doherty stepped on the baseline first. I believe we're going to have a foul instead here.
They get it for the charge. Looked like he a little bit out of control. Took out a Missouri Western player just as he was kicking that one out.
Third foul on Doherty, so he'll go to the sideline, breaking the action as well. 4:41 left in the first half. Northwest 28, Missouri Western 19. Back in 1 minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
28-19, Northwest in front of Missouri Western, 4:41 left in the first half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Griffin's with it, out of the timeout. Hightower, left side for the Missouri Western. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Chased by Endow. Left side pass for Baker. And Delaney will jump off up with a kind of a windmill shot with the right hand and has it to drop down. Baker with his first bucket of the game. Kept scouting this game. Really like the effort Baker has out on the floor. So he runs the floor hard and very good offensive rebounder. Got that shot to fall. Out front is Kurth at the elbow right. Now to Endow, right wing. 28-21, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They've led throughout most of this first half. Pitts near the left sideline. Long three is good. Nothing but net.
That was deep, wasn't it? Man, still perfect from a field, mind you.
He's falling out of bounds near that left sideline and still got it to go. Cats back up by 10. Right side Baker down the lane to the baseline. Up for the shot and good. Got a step on Hawkins and Wittes that time and got it to fall. And at 31-23, Northwest Missouri State lead. Pitts into the front court. Looks left side Wittes. Now Dindell left wing. Top of the key, Kurth. Bounce pass, high post left, Hawkins. Right side, Pitts. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 3:20 left in the first half. Now Dindell. The Wittes left wing. Long bounce pass, baseline left for Kurth. And into the right corner, Hawkins. Long three as he was open. Misses too hard. Rebound tipped in lane. Kurth will control. Finds Hawkins through the lane with the left. Misses it, but a foul. And this will get Ryan to the free throw line.
Really good possession there for Xavier. Making the extra pass to an open Hawkins in the corner. Shot no good. Kept fighting. Got that offensive board and gave it off to Hawkins. Cutting by and got him to the free throw line.
Seth Boniface picks up the foul. His first. Ryan Hawkins to the free throw line, an 80% shooter this year. Hasn't been there often, though. 8 of 10 coming into today's game, and he hits his first free throw here. First meeting with the Griffins. Hawkins had 9 points on 3 of 6 shooting from the field on 3-pointers. Boniface into the game, and Shake Ball will come in. He's out of Senegal and a transfer from Kilgore, Texas. Second free throw is good by Hawkins. Here to the sideline, Ryan Wolfe into the ballgame. Wolfe, like a number of players, sporting a fresh haircut, it looks like. It looked like a number of them had a chance in their off week to get to the barbershop.
Making the most of that time off, didn't they?
I think so. Out front right side, Evans through the lane, off bounce, misses the layup, rebound, squirts out of the hand of Doherty, and rather Welty, and picked up by Wittes inside for the Cats. Northwest up by 10, 33-23, with 2:46 left in the first half. Wittes between the circles, right side pits. Steps back, they'll let him take it, in a long three, rims around and out, and a travel violation off the rebound as skying high to bring that one down was Shake Fall. Nothing but Griffins around him, and just slips and falls, and the turnover give it to Northwest.
And that shot was about halfway down and back out for Pitts. Nearly got 16 points on that shot, but regardless, Bearcats keeping possession up by 10.
Quick inbound goes to Endow, misses as he threw it off the backside of a Missouri Western player, took the inbound pass that he threw in, tried to go with it off the left side of the bucket, wouldn't go. Griffins with it. On the right side, pass tipped by Pitts, loose on the floor, control by Endow. One on two break, Endow through the lane to the bucket, misses the layup, the putback by Pitts is good. I think we're calling the foul before that as Endow went up with the shot. He hit the standard underneath the basket pretty hard. Jake Ball picks up the foul. That's his second. And also, it looks like, I think that's Ball underneath on the standard. He hit it pretty hard as well, and he is on his back right now and looks to be in some pain. I don't know if he hit his head on that standard. It is padded, but still, if you hit it pretty hard there, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, it looked like as Endow is kind of cutting through, getting back in the middle lane to go up and lay that one up, got hit by Ball from behind. And then Fall came over him pretty hard, and they're checking out that right ankle now, it looks like. So he might have just got his legs tangled up and went down awkwardly.
He does look like he's in some pain. A 10-point Bearcat lead, 33-23, with 2:18 left in this first half.
Coach Mack looked pretty heated there for Northwest after the previous possession where Endow inbounded that one off the back of a defender, went for the dunk and missed it. And then on the other side where didn't get the finish there after the foul at the same time. He was not too happy with this team.
Dell will go to the free throw line, being fouled off that drive to the basket. As a team, Northwest shooting 60% from the field. Griffin's really not shooting bad. They're shooting 52%. Northwest up by 10, 33-23.
Really an uncharacteristic day for Missouri Western shooting, keeping this one in it, but still down by 10.
At the line in Dow, first of two is too hard. Down now, 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Cats as a team, though, they've got to the line quite a bit in this first half. 6 of 9 as a team, Missouri Western yet to shoot a free throw. And Dow hits the second one, and Northwest in front, 34-23. 2:15 left in the half. Across the timeline, Trey Brown. It was right on that Bearcat paw, part of the jump ball circle. Long bounce pass left goes to Baker. One dribble, then finds Clearman toward the left corner. Right-handed dribble out front left. Wittes picks him up. Shot clock's at 8 seconds. Now through the lane, Clearman, as he drives in. Whistle. And the foul coming up on Northwest. Wittes picks up the foul. That's his second. 15th foul on Northwest. So Missouri West will inbound baseline at left with that foul being on the floor. Trey Brown to trigger it in. All the way out front. Hightower reaches up and brings it down. Dribbles top of the key. Looks right side. Scoops it past to Brown. Now to Hightower. Looking down on him. Trying to spin past Hightower. Now rather biting down. Fade away by Hightower. Misses too hard. And the rebound goes to Kurth for Northwest. As you can hear from the Bearcat fans. Nothing didn't draw any rim. Kurth out to the top of the key. Welty. Again, man-to-man defense out of the Griffins to Pitts' right wing. Brown chasing him all over the floor. Right side is Kurth. Left-handed dribble once. Now Kurth right wing goes low right. Wittes. Posting up with Brown. Wittes with the height advantage. Bounce pass baseline underneath the bucket for Kurth. Now bring it out front left. That's Welty with the three. Won't go as the shot clock sounds. 34-23, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right side, inside the arc, the jumper put up and missed by Clearman off the front of the rim, and the rebound Northwest. And out to Pitts. 24 seconds on the shot clock. There's 52 seconds left in the first half. Pitts into the front court, dribbles left. Northwest slowing things up. Pitts top of the key. Now drives past Hightower through the lane to the bucket. Weaves his way through a couple defenders and has the easy layup. And a 36-23 Bearcat lead. 33 seconds left in the half. Clearman, left side Hightower in front of the Bearcat bench. Now high post right for Miller. Down the lane right. And the layup is good as they got the pass to Clearman. And Clearman goes into double figures with 10. Took that pass actually from Alex Martin. And it's a 36-25 Northwest Missouri State lead. 13 seconds left in the half as the Cats go for the last shot. Got everyone spread out along the baseline. They pop out of that now as Pitts will dribble top of the key. Stumbles just a bit. Steps back right side. Two on the shot clock. And game clock takes the three from the right side. Misses as the buzzer sounds. And that is the end of the first half. But a good first half for the Bearcats. Cats going to the locker room at halftime with a 36-25 lead over Missouri Western. Be back and have more for you in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Back at Bearcat Arena, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Western, 36-25. For Matt Tripp, and I'm John Coffey, and the 7th-ranked Bearcats. Off to a good start in this one as they've led throughout much of this. And the big question a lot of people had coming into this one, Matt, is the status of Justin Pitts. And I think he answered that pretty early.
Yeah, he played very good as distributed the basketball, a couple of assists, pulled down a couple of rebounds, but really started out very hot, I believe, knocking down his first five shots from the field in a row, finished 6-for-8 in that first half, and it just kept scooting back, knocking down threes. Looks like he has that swagger back a little bit, not only being healthy from the concussion, I think he's just rested. You know, I think that's big for this whole team, and they played well there, but give to Missouri Western, they're still hanging around, only down by 11.
We're talking about Pitts being rested. I think the plan by Coach McComb, at least what he's talking about in the pregame interview, is they plan to rest him a little bit more in this game, so we'll have to see how much playing time he gets in the second half. I imagine he'll get a lot of playing time, but we'll see if they gave him a little bit of a break as this half goes along. But again, Northwest in front at halftime, 36-25 as they lead Missouri Western. Bearcat women, winners earlier today as they defeat Missouri Western 56-53, and the head coach of the Bearcats, Buck Shill, will be joining us as Matt Tritton will talk with Buck right after this two-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville.
Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
At halftime of the men's basketball game, Northwest up 36-25 earlier today. The women's basketball team knocking off Missouri Western 56-53, first conference win of the season. Head coach Buck Shield joining us now, and big sigh of relief for the team today.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I really thought this second semester, and especially these last four games leading into this, into today's game, our girls have been working really hard. They've really been competing and come up short in a few games and, you know, let some things slip away late at times. And, you know, I thought today there were a few situations where I thought that's what was going to happen again, but then we did a good job of just holding our own and playing through that adversity, and a couple kids hitting some big shots and some big free throws and getting stops when we needed them.
Late third quarter got extended to 7, and then again like early fourth quarter, and it felt good. It felt like there was a little bit of momentum for this team, but then at the same time, there was so much time left. Did it feel like the last 10, 12 minutes of that game took about half your life waiting for it to end?
Yeah, it did. You know, like I thought we would have some really good possessions, and then we would just get a little stagnant, and then they would make a run and things like that. And you know, offensively, they were doing a good job of getting the ball inside to their post. Their forwards hit some really good mid-range shots where, you know, we kind of had to play the scout a little bit and give them, you know, make them earn it from there and then really step up and guard. And that, so that allowed them to get a little confidence going and whatnot. But, you know, I thought we did a really good job on Malia Richardson as well as Savannah Lentz. You know, two really different guards. With Richardson, you know, she's one of the more athletic kids in this league and does a really good job of getting to the basket. And I thought we did a really good job on handling her. And then as far as Lentz, you know, she goes 1-for-7 from three, and I think she had to earn and work for every possession, every three-point basket that she took. And so, you know, we were on her heels pretty good throughout that game. And, you know, our kids just competed. I knew it was going to be a tough game. You know, Coach Edmondson's kids always play hard, always compete, and they did a really good job of carrying out their game plan. And, you know, for us, it was good for us to, you know, carry out our game plan and get the win.
It felt like you got some complete games out of your starters, but then you're able to reach on the bench, and Zoe Hayward hit a couple big shots or some free throws there. Kylie Coleman, some ice in her veins, knocking some free throws down late. Maria Dentlinger had to check in a lot throughout that ball game. It rotation with Tanya and Kehlani to continue to play defense, and some offensive presence there too. It just felt like everybody brought their best game today.
Yeah, it was good. You know, we whether it be starters or coming off the bench, you know, we were contributing a lot more positives than negatives. And you know, that's the biggest thing that we've got to have, is we've just got to continue to have positive production out of everybody. You know, one of the things that we talked about today at shoot around was,
you know, doing your job and doing what you're supposed to do, do what you're capable of as far as, you know, rebounding, boxing out, getting the ball here in these situations, setting these screens, and, you know, just everything that we're doing. If you do those things and hold yourself accountable and hold your teammates accountable, better opportunities are going to be there rather than if you don't do it.
Now, we got to wrap up real quick so we can dive into these halftime stats and everything, but you have Lincoln and Lindenwood coming up. Lindenwood's only one game ahead in the MIAA standings. You got some winnable games. You're playing, starting to play your best basketball of the year. It's all right there in front of you.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. You know, both these teams, as you look at their records, you know, they're a lot tougher than they look. And, you know, I think we're a lot tougher than we look as well. And so, you know, they're going to be two tough games. I'm glad that we're playing them here at home. And we just got to go out and compete and have a really good effort.
Congratulations, Buck. Got that monkey off your back.
That's right. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head basketball coach. The women's team, a 56-53 win over Missouri Western this afternoon. They'll be taking on Lincoln next Thursday here at home, and then Lindenwood on Saturday. A couple of chances to get two more big wins. At halftime of the men's game, though, 36-25. Bearcats in front. We'll take a break. John Coffey will be back with your halftime stats.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Quick check of the stats here at halftime. Northwest Missouri State up 36-25. Northwest shooting nearly 57% from the field, 27% from three-point range, 3 of 11 from the three-point range, and 7 of 10 at the free throw line. The Griffins, 11 of 22 from the field, 50%, 3 of 6 from three-point range. They did not shoot a free throw in the first half. That's out rebounding Missouri Western, 13-9 in the turnovers, 6 turnovers for Northwest and 8 for Missouri Western. One player in double figures for the Caps. That's Justin Fitz with 15 points, 6 of 8 shooting. And Missouri Western, one player in double figures, Cole Clearman with 10 points. At the half, Northwest Missouri State 36, Missouri Western 25. Back with the second half after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 36, Missouri Western at 25. As we get ready for second half play, checking some scores around the MIAA. One in particular, Washburn, which is a game in front of the Bearcats in the MIAA standings. Down by two now to Central Missouri, 45-43. Washburn had a big lead in the first half. The Mules coming back in the second half. They've taken the lead now 47-43. Central Missouri in front of Washburn will be following that as this game goes along. Missouri Western with it as we're into the second half. They start off with Clearman out to the top of the key. Dribbles right side to the right wing. Guarded by Doherty. Dribbles to the right baseline. Doherty cuts him off. Now front right side for Boniface. Now to Clearman, 16-foot jumper step, tries to go for Boniface instead. Low post off the right side, overthrows him and out of bounds. One thing to look at here in the second half early on, Brett Doherty out there playing with three fouls that he picked up out of that first half.
Well, stepping up a good defensive possession there. He and Kurth switching back and forth on Clearman. The big man doing a good job of forcing the bad pass and a turnover on Missouri Western.
High post right. Doherty finds cutting the bucket. Witters reverse layup off the right side. They'll count it. We've got a ghost in coming up over off of Hightower on that.
Well, speaking of Brett Doherty, that is assist number three. So he's out there and giving the Bearcats good minutes early on.
He had seven assists in the win over Fort Hays State last Saturday. Evans right side, Hightower, out front right is Evans, down the lane to the bucket, misses the shot, and then it goes to Doherty, and Northwest will go right to left in the second half across midcourt. Bearcats in their white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green, and for Missouri Western black uniforms with the numerals and off the side, piping off the side of their uniforms trimmed in gold. Low right side, where that is Doherty, in the lane on Boniface, lots into the right corner for Wittes, drives the baseline, finds Kurth open, a shot fake up with it, and a foul. Had the shot fake, got Clearman up, and then Clearman commits the foul, and that will be his second. And gets Xavier Kurth to the free throw line.
Good take there, and good look from Wittes to give it off for Kurth and drawing the foul on the other end. Missouri Western thought that Evans was fouled as he went up for the layup, and the Missouri Western bench let them hear about it. So not really happy to see a Bearcat go to the free throw line now.
Kurth's first free throw off the front of the rim and bounds out. Kurth, just like our studio engineer this afternoon, Kramer Sansone, a Lafayette graduate.
Pride of the North Side.
Second free throw by Kurth on the way and good. His first point of the game. 39-25, Northwest in front.
Kramer more of a baseball player than a basketball player.
39-25, Cats in front. On the left side is Hightower, dribbles top of the key, down the lane right, and banks it, hits it, and a foul. As this will go on Doherty, that'll be his fourth foul. And this will get Hightower to the free throw line. I'm going to count that shot. It looked like a case could have been made to have it on the floor, but kind of an NBA continuation there.
Yeah.
To get the bucket to count, and he'll go to the free throw line with a chance of a three-point trip down the floor for the Griffins.
Well, you see Welty come in for Doherty now and expect this to be more minutes for Hawkins and Starzwell as well as Welty, maybe even Tyler Doherty with Brett with four fouls the rest of the way.
Hightower misses the free throw, 39-27, Northwest Missouri State in front, 18-28 left in the game. Fitz off the right side, had a strong first half with 15 points. Out front, Kurth, bounce pass, high post right, Wittes. Hands off to Fitz. Back to Wittes. Wants the three from the right sideline. Got it. Joey Wittes with his second three of the game. Now 40 on the season, and Northwest Missouri State in front 42-27. On the left side, Brown. Wittes came into this game needing 22 points to go over the 1,000-point mark in his career. Jumper right side by Hightower misses. Rebound Bonifus spins left to low post. Shot short. Rebound wealthy for Northwest. Of course, with Wittes, the majority of those points coming at Minnesota State Mankato before transferring to Northwest this season. 42-27, Northwest in front and down on the right side. Out front, Wittes looks left side, Pitts. Pitts to the free throw line, through the lane. Finds cutting the bucket left side, Kurth underneath. Will bring it back left side, Pitts. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Working a screen by Wittes, top of the key. Through the lane, there he goes, through traffic, lays it up and in. Went right through about four Griffins. Just like they were water, and he lays it up and in.
It didn't look like there was any way he had an opening to get that shot up, but somehow he did.
44-27, Northwest in front of Missouri Western, and Missouri Western head coach Brett Weiberg wants a timeout. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Out of the timeout, Griffins with the basketball down the lane left. Left-handed layup by Cole Clearman is good. And he's got 12 points, his first bucket of the second half. 44-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. They're up 36-25 at halftime. Pitch, free throw line, bounce pass left for Kurth, cutting to the bucket. Trying to find Endow off the blocks off the right side. Ball loose, and it rolls out near the top of the key, and it's controlled by Endow for Northwest. And we've got a whistle. Play stopped. I think we're looking at the shot clock here. And let's see, are they going to put some more time? Yep, they put 28 seconds now on the shot clock because it didn't reset with that quick change of possession in the lane. So Pittsville at the inbound, right side Wittes, now to Welty. Welty, top the key for Endowed, down the lane right he goes, spins on Hightower, fadeaway in the lane from 6 feet out, good. And now with 8 points, and that gives him 1,000 in his career at Northwest.
And that one, impressive one, hanging in the air, getting that one just to barely float over the top of Hightower.
46-29, Northwest Missouri State in front, a long three, left side taken by Brown and missed, and Endow with the rebound. Cats opening things up a little bit here in the second half. Wittes out between the circles, looks left for Pitts. Now he'll dribble through the lane, kicks it back right side for Wilty, now to Pitts, thought about the three, now we'll bring it out top of the key. Wittes touch pass right back to Pitts, left side Endow on the wing. Endow, free throw line, bounce pass low left for Kurth. Wants to drive on Boniface through the lane. Instead, kicks it out to Wittes. He'll drive inside the arc through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and is fouled with 3 seconds on the shot clock.
Missouri Western foul, number 2.
There we go on Clearman. That's his third foul. Well, according to the scorer's table anyway, his second. I had him for two already, but now they put it as three, so that is actually his third foul, and Wittes misses the free throw. His first attempt this afternoon. He came into this game an 89% shooter on the year at the line.
Boniface to the bench, and Joe Hamilton into the game for Missouri Western for the first time. Second free throw by Wittes, rolls out left. Cats in front, 46-29. On the left side is Hamilton. Fires a dribble, finds Hightower. Drives the lane on and down. Ball knocked loose by Kurth. Now to the right side, Clearman. Three in front of the Missouri Western bench. Misses off the back of the rim. And Wittes clears the board for Northwest.
Well, great help defense there by Kurth of getting in on Hightower. Then able to recover and put a hand in Clearman's face and make that one a tough three-point attempt.
On the left side, Pitts. Lobs it to Kurth off the left wing. Now through the lane he drives, leans in, shot banks it, and it is good. Nice drive to the bucket by Xavier Kurth, and he'll get to the line. A chance to have a three-point trip down the floor as Clearman commits his fourth foul.
You know, a few possessions ago, Xavier drove in on the left side, had a chance to go up for a layup, tried to force a kick-out pass, it got stolen away. That time was not going to leave any doubt. Fought his way through there, took the contact, and laid it in.
As he gets ready for the free throw, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We talked at halftime that we may see Justin Pitts get some rest in this second half. He goes to the sideline during the stoppage of play, and Kirk Finley into the game for the first time. Kurth at the line. Free throw good, so a three-point trip down the floor for Northwest, and Cats up by 20, 49-29. Just over 15 minutes left in the game. Hamilton, right side for Evans. Now to Hamilton, high post left, Hightower. At the elbow, now drives the lane to the bucket, lays up and in a foul. We'll see if it's on the floor as he went driving the lane. They're going to count that basket once again, and this time Endow gets called for the foul. That's his first.
Well, you know, you get fouled, you take two steps, lay it in. It's just the process of shooting.
49-31, Northwest in front, breaking the action. 14:55 left in the game. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. Rogers Family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarryvilleHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. The Memory Care Program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Hightower hits the free throw out of the timeout. Northwest facing full court pressure. Justin Pitts back into the ballgame. 49-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kurth into the front court, through the lane. Left side for Welty. Out front, left Pitts. Again, Northwest in front, 49-32. Left side, Kurth, off the wing, holds it, and with the right-handed dribble, goes through the lane, fadeaway jumper from Tenga. Xavier Kurth beginning to take things over offensively last couple possessions, 51-32, Northwest up. Joe Hamilton out between the circles, finds Trey Brown. Dribble to the left baseline, fadeaway jumper over Pitts, rolls around and out from 12, and the rebound into Al for Northwest. Watching closely that Central Missouri-Washburn game. Mules up by 4, 54-50 with 1:51 left in Topeka. Bearcats game behind Washburn in the MIAA standings. High post right, Welty. Hands off to Pitts. Right side, Wittes. Shot clock at 8 seconds. Wittes to the right baseline. And using his
offhand, off the dribble, gets called for a kind of an arm bar there, and we'll pick up the foul. Third foul on Wittes. Minor two, that Bearcat basketball, underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. 51-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right side, Evans. Now to Baker, just checked in, drives to the right baseline, underneath the basket, now spins into the lane, on Welty, fadeaway, good, and a foul. Banked it high off the glass, and fouled by Welty, and that'll be Ryan's first foul. And gets Bo Baker to the free throw line. He now has 6 points this afternoon, averages two a game. 6'3", sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri. This year at the line, a 68% shooter. And misses the front end of the free throw, although that's just his fourth free throw of the season. 51-34, Northwest up, facing pressure off the missed free throw and the rebound by the Bearcats. Cats break it. Kurth finds Hawkins in the lane and slams it down with the right hand, running through the lane.
Well, that's kind of the price you pay for trying to put that full court pressure on the Bearcats. Every one of these guys can pass and see the floor, and that time it was a wide open Hawkins the benefit.
Underneath the basket, Kurth will get called for a foul. Baker headed out on the perimeter with the dribble, but Kurth inside will pick up the foul. That's his first as T.J. Evans went flying by him underneath the basket. A little bit of a collision, and now Evans will inbound effort, stolen by Pitts, and a foul. This foul coming up on Trey Brown as Pitts able to step in front of that pass right in front of the scorer's table. Brown then will commit the foul, and the Cats will have it off the inbound.
Well, Justin just looked like a ball-hawking defensive back there, didn't he? Leaving a little bit of an opening and closing in and making the pick.
53-34, Northwest in front. Pitts in the front court right side. Steps up, wants the three, got it. Some days it's Justin Pitts world and we're just living in it.
You know, I'm surprised all these teams don't have like a going away party for him at the end of the year. They have to be sick of seeing this kid.
Hightower through the lane with the dribble inside. Goes up with a strip loose and it's picked up by Kurth for Northwest. As Hightower tried to go up with the ball as a strip down his hands, I think his elbows hit the nose of Vindell. Pitts at the top, roll dribble down the lane. Left side, and down open on the wing with the three. Got Vindell didn't let it bother him, watery eyes and all, and got it to fall.
And how about Pitts going through the lane? I'm not sure how he hung in the air there. Thought about three different passes before he finally found an open Vindell and got the three.
59-34, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 12-14 left in the game. Timeout, Missouri Western. And we'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Bearcats with their largest lead of the game, 59-34 with 12-14 left in the game. As we check the MIAA schedule this afternoon, with 56 seconds left in the game, Central Missouri is leading Washburn 58-54. Again, that game in Topeka. And our check of the MIAA brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. The full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. And again, 59-34, Northwest in front. Other games in the conference today. Missouri Southern leading Central Oklahoma 61-36. That's at the half. And a final score, Pittsburgh State defeats Northeastern State 96-82. At the half, Fort Hays and Linderwood tied up at 27. And then tonight, Nebraska, Kearney, and Lincoln in Jefferson City. Missouri Western will inbound. And with it is Brown. Goes cross court left side for Baker. High post right is Martin. Back to Baker. On the right wing, high post right. Martin once again trying to find on the give and go. Baker lays it up and in. Bo Baker with 8 points. 59-36, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Bits into the front court, right side, Kurth.
between the circles. Welty looks left and pits. Top the key and out. High left side. At the elbow is Hawkins. And a bump. And this will go on Hawkins. A little moving screen. We're going to call for the foul. And that's his first. 59-36. Northwest Missouri State well in front here with 11:38 left in the game. Into the front court off the right side. Trey Brown. One dribble. Gives it to Evans. Trying to direct traffic as Bearcats playing man-to-man defense. And a whistle. It looks like this is away from the ball. And a moving screen coming up on Missouri Western. Alex Martin gets called for his second foul. Fifth team foul on Missouri Western. Cats in the second half with six team fouls. 11:22 left. Pitts at midcourt. Looks right side. Hawkins. Now to Kurt. Pitts between the circles. Drives down the lane. And a reach-in foul coming over. And helping out on the play and picking up the foul was T.J. Evans. That's his second. Trey Brown didn't have a chance out on the perimeter. His little hesitation move, and bam, he was right behind.
And really, that's all you can do to stop him at that point. Once he gets going full speed and dribbling that low on the ground, just grab his arm, hope he doesn't put up a shot at the same time.
Fitz free throw is good. He's 21 points so far. Brian Hudson into the game as Evans goes to the sideline. So Wes Minter comes in as well for Missouri Western. Fitz hits the second. 61-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hudson, cross court left side, Hamilton. Out of Baker. Dribbles to the right wing, behind the back with the dribble. Out front, Hudson. Baker right side. One dribble goes cross court left, Hudson. To the left baseline, out front left side, Baker. The runner on the left side from 10, misses badly off the left side. Rebound to put back, no, as Martin came down with the board and went right back up with it, but knocked to the floor as he took that shot, and the foul on Northwest. Ryan Welty picks up his second foul. Welty got his first start as a Bearcat last Saturday, and the Bearcat win over Fort Hays State, taking place of Justin Pitts in the lineup. Free throw by Martin, good. His first point of the game. 61-37, Northwest Missouri State up. Largest lead of the game for the Bearcats has been 25 as Martin hits the second free throw. Now 61-38, Bearcat lead. Into the front court, Pitts, left side, Kurth, between the circles is Welty. Not in down, right wing. Wants to drive on Martin. Instead kicks it to Kurth. Out top it goes to Hawkins. Now Dendell. Right wing three. Misses too hard. Rebound in the lane to Hamilton and Missouri Western. On the break, right side Hudson. Guarded by Welty. One dribble. Out top Baker. Dribbles to the left wing. Now to Hudson. Looks right side. Is Mitter. Left side, Hudson drives, layup, no, rebound tipped high in the air a couple times, and clearing it away, Hawkins for Northwest. Just over 10 minutes left, Northwest with it in hand, 61-38. Welty, right side for Kurth, cross court left, Hawkins into the left corner, Pitts. 14 seconds on the shot clock, out front and down. Through the lane, to the bucket, reverse layup, good. Makes his body as a shield on Martin and went up with the layup with the right hand. And with 13 points, Northwest in front, 63-38. 9.5 minutes left in the game. Hudson, right side, Metters wants the three and hits it. Wes Metter, he got a lot of playing time at Missouri Western early in his career. 5'11", senior at Long Beach, California. It's just his 8th three-pointer of the year, and it's a 63-41 Bearcat lead over Missouri Western. And with 13 seconds left in Topeka, Central Missouri up on Washburn, 61-55. Pass goes right side out of bounds, and let's see, I think Bearcats will get it out of a timeout. 9:07 left, Northwest Missouri State 63, Missouri Western 41. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
63-41, Northwest in front of Missouri Western. Pitts out of the inbound. Long three is good. Justin, with another three. He's got 25 points. Northwest up 66-41 over Missouri Western. 8:46 left in the game. The top of the key, Hudson through the lane. Drives, misses the layup, but a foul. He'll get to the free throw line now with 8:41 left. And now if Northwest should hold on with this one, which I'm guessing they will, up 66-41 with 8:41 left. They would go in a tie for the lead in the MIAA as Central Missouri comes back to defeat Washburn 63-55 this afternoon in Topeka.
Huge win there for the Mules to step up and knock off Washburn, especially after seeing, you know, Northwest really dismantle Central Missouri in Warrensburg and then play a pretty tough one here at Bearcat Arena.
And Central's down big in the first half before coming back in the second half to win that one over the Ichabod. Second free throw rattles down by Hudson. It's both, and it's now 66-43, Northwest lead. 8:38 left in the game. Left side and down to the top of the key is Tyler Doherty. Finds Kurth off the right wing. Top of the key, Welty. High post right is in doubt. At the elbow, one dribble, gets it to Pitts. Will drive left side on Hamilton. Tries to hook the pass in the lane for Doherty. Got a bump foul. That will send Pitts back to the free throw line. Hamilton will pick up his first. The Modesto Junior College transfer into the Griffin program. One and one opportunity for Pitts, who's a 92% shooter this season at the line. And he hits the first.
You know, it's hard to believe, as far as home regular season games go, we have four more chances to see Justin Pitts play here at Bearcat Arena. So really got to take advantage of seeing the best player in Northwest Missouri State history, well over 2,300 career points.
It's the second free throw, goes to the sideline. Kirk Finley back into the game. Missouri Western trying to push it in the front court. Baker with it off the left wing. Pitts goes to the bench with 27 points this afternoon. Baker spins into the lane, and we'll get called. Well, they're going to call the block instead of on Endow. I think Baker originally thought he was going to go on him. He slammed the ball down hard. Then all of a sudden, oh!
Like, that's not what I meant to do, right?
Endow picks up the foul. That's his second, ninth team foul on the Cats. So 1-1 coming to the line for Bo Baker. As they get some of the perspiration wiped up off the floor, reminder that today's game underwritten on the Bearcat Network by Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, as well as Pitsenberger's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. 68-43, Northwest in front, 8:08 left in the game. Baker at the line, first one rattles up. It's 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Another one on the way. High bounce off the back of the rim, and Endow will clear the rebound for Northwest. 68-43, Northwest in front. Welty between the circles, looks left side Endow. Low left is Tyler Doherty. Posting up with Alex Martin, takes it in lane, finds Endow wide open off the right wing, and he hits it. Somebody missed their assignment that time, and Northwest made them pay.
And that was Tyler Doherty finding them that time. The Bearcats lost Brett Doherty with, what, 18 minutes to go in this ball game. They played about 11 minutes without him and really haven't missed a beat.
And a three off the left side by Martin misses, and it caroms out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest.
It has to be comforting to see how they play without Pitt's last game to get a win. And now you're playing without your best post player for the majority of the second half, and you continue to improve. I mean, this is a very deep team.
Already sitting on the bench right now. That's Brett with four fouls. Left side and down to the top of the key. Left side, Kurth. Up to low left for Tyler Doherty. Dan takes in lane, spins left side, lays it up, misses the layup. Kurth crashes the board, gets the rebound, kicks it left side and down wide open now on the left wing, and he hits it. I think if I was Missouri Western, I'd kind of make a point to know where Endow is. 74-43, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Hamilton off the right side. The elbow left for Martin. Drives, and coming from behind was Kirk Finley, who slots the ball out of bounds. Seth Boniface getting ready to come into the game along with T.J. Evans. But before he does, we've got a timeout. Northwest Missouri State up 74-43 over Missouri Western, 6:55 left of the game. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Bearcat Arena, 74-43, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Western. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, Matt Trenton, along with studio engineer Kramer Sansone, I'm John Coffey. 6:51 that left in of the game. Northwest in front, 74-43. High post, Boniface ball handoff to Clearman. Out front for Hamilton. Wants to drive on Welty through the lane. Gets it to right side. Baker misses the shot and the putback just before the shot clock sounds by Boniface.
That's tough because Dre Starzl had a good block off the backboard and just had to happen to carry him over to Boniface. He got to lay him just before the buzzer.
74-45, Northwest in front. Starzl. And he blocks right side. Goes cross court left for Endow. Jump stop into the lane. Up for the shot. Won't go. Rolls off the rim. Rebound tapped out front to Welty. Right side, Kurth on the wing. They're giving a lot of room out there. Now Kurth will set up the offense. Northwest will run the little clock with just over 6 minutes left in the game and a 74-45 lead. Out front, right side, Kurth. Free throw line, through the lane. His dribble stripped loose. Hamilton will take it in the front court, left side. Through the lane to the bucket. Misses as a tip by Kurth and picked up by Endow for Northwest with 5:50 left.
That's a good play by Kurth, though. Gives up the steal. Hustles up to get in front of Hamilton, able to knock that away as he goes in for the layup.
Welty, left side, Endow on the wing. Bounce pass low, left, Starzl. With the dribble in the right hand, into the lane, expires the dribble, lobs it left side, Welty, back to Starzl, low left. Again, takes it inside. The right-handed hook is good as the ball just cleared the rim. And Starzl with his first basket of the game. 76-45 Northwest, quickly down the other end. A long three with the left hand put up and dropped down by T.J. Evans. He's got a three in each half now. 76-48 Northwest. 5:10 left. Left side, Endow. Through the lane. Right side, Kurth open. Top the key, Welty. He takes the three. Too hard. Rebound, Finley. And finds Starzl into the lane. Now to Endow, left wing with another 30 on the shot clock. Just under 5 minutes left in the game. Low left for Starzl. Fakes left. Now trying to pivot. Gives it out front. Left for Welty. Now back low left side for Starzl. Quick pass right wing for Kurth. Shot clock at 12 seconds. Kurth, left side and down. Three on the way. Got it.
Well, a nice job of just wrapping that pass right around the head of Joe Hamilton. And Dow left open as Hamilton went to help him. A big three there from Chris.
He's got 22 points. Northwest in front, 79-48. Breaking the action, 4:39 left in the game. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club.
impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Out of the timeout, Hightower drives the lane, hits the layup. Northwest Missouri State in front 79-50, 4:14 left in the game. A win for the Bearcats will put them into a tie for first place in the MIAA with Washburn as the Ichabods drop their game this afternoon to Central Missouri. Finley out front will dribble down the lane, gets it left side for Tyler Doherty. Out front, Kurt takes the three and hits it. Xavier with his first three of the game. He's got 10 points. And that's his 10th three-pointer of the season. 82-50, Northwest Missouri State up. 3:45 left. Hightower to the left baseline. Shot blocked away by Starzl. But Drayton may get called for the foul here. Let's see, though. There's a couple players there trying to go up with the defense. It is Drayton, and that will be his first foul. 82-50, Northwest Missouri State in front. As Hightower bends over to tie his shoe before getting ready for the free throw. And this one rattles around and in. 8 points for Hightower. Reminder that Bearcat basketball underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart. And Compass Dental. Dennis Priestlott and Brian Viertaler. Proud supporters of Northwest. Second free throw good. 62-52. Northwest Missouri State in front. Derek Lang into the game for the Cats. Looks off the left side. Brings it top of the key. Finley down the lane left. Back to Lang. Left corner. Squares up. Wants the three and hits it.
In rhythm. Derek Lang letting it fly.
His fourth three of the year. 85-52. Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:20 left. Left side, Brown. Left wing, Hightower. Steps inside the arc. Fadeaway jumper over Starzl is good. Hightower with 12 points. He had 15 against the Bearcats in the first meeting. Out front left is Lang. Low left, Starzl. As he'll take an inside, turns, faces the bucket, and just hits the little jumper. Ray Starzl with 4 points. 87-54 Northwest. 2:50 left in the game. Thurman, right side on the wing. Hightower cutting through the lane, right side. Turns, fadeaway jumper on the right from 10, good. Hightower with 14 points, 87-56 Northwest. 2:36 left in the game. Finley directing traffic, now drives the lane right side. Finds Lang right corner, out front right side. Doherty drives, misses the shot, but is fouled as Tyler Doherty went down the lane right. Let's go on Seth Boniface picking up his second. Just the 18th foul on the Griffins. Tyler Doherty, an 80% shooter on the year. Steps to the line where he's 8 of 10 this season. Free throw good.
And he has 3 points this afternoon.
I think it's a confidence booster for the coaching staff to see him step in there in the first half. They need some minutes from a big and him to deliver.
It's the second. 89-56 Northwest. 2:26 left. On the left side, Evans. Takes a few dribbles, brings it out front. Now down the lane right. Steps back, wants the jumper from 15. Misses short. Rebound Northwest. Doherty will control, gives it up to Kirk Finley. And he'll take it across midcourt with just under 2:10 left in the game. Right side, Finley on the wing. Top of the key is Hawkins. Right side, Starzl. Now to Finley. Left-handed dribble through the lane. Left-handed layup is good. Being his imitation, Justin Fitz scoring down the lane with the layup.
Well, he did a pretty good job and used his body as kind of a shield there and laid it up with his left hand.
Long three from the left corner is knocked down by T.J. Evans. He's got 9 points, all coming on three-pointers. 91-59 Northwest, 1:35 left in the game. Off of the left side, Finley. Brings it top the key, Hawkins. Back to Finley, left wing. Takes a free throw line through the lane. Trying to go with a hook pass to Starzl. Picked up, though, by Missouri Western. They go down the other end. The layup misses by Evans, but fouled. And this will go on Derek Lang. That's his first foul.
Well, everybody for Northwest has scored in this ballgame except for Ryan Welty. He's still delivering some good minutes out there while he had some time, but everybody getting in on the act today.
Free throw by Evans rolls out. 91-59, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Second free throw good. And Evans goes into double figures with 10 points. 1:17 left, Northwest Missouri State in front. Right side Lane. Now left for Finley. Going for the Bearcat bench, so left side, Tyler Doherty. Out front, Hawkins wants the three and hits it. His first three of the game. He's got 7 points, 94-60 Northwest. Under a minute left in the game.
Northwest shooting 70% from the field in this one, 33 of 47.
Man. Right side, Hightower through the lane, drives, misses the layup, and the rebound comes to Hawkins with 43 seconds left. Finley will just bring it down the floor. Previous high as far as field goal percentage for the Bearcats this season was 65.7, and that was against Fort Hays State last Saturday. So shooting well from the field the last couple of games. 94-60 Northwest. Shot clock's down to 9 seconds. Finley just dribbles things out near midcourt. 19 seconds left in the game. Finley right side for Lang. Steps back. He wants a three on the right. Rattles up. Rebound out front. Picked up by Starzl. The Cats will just dribble this one out. 10 seconds left in front of a capacity crowd at Bearcat Arena this afternoon. Northwest picks up a sweep of Missouri Western with the women winning earlier 56-53. And the Bearcat men will post a 94-60 win over Missouri Western as Northwest improves to 7-2, now 9-2 in the MIAA. Missouri Western drops to 3-15 and 1-10 in the conference. The Griffins have not won since December 2nd in their victory over Northeastern State. Bearcats with 2 wins over the Griffins this year, and they move into a tie for first place in the MIAA standings as well with Washburn's loss to Central Missouri. Be back and have more for you after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, with the win 94-60 as the fans file out. Again, a great crowd on hand this afternoon, Matt Tritton, and they saw two very good basketball games.
Yeah, 1,678 fans coming in for this rivalry matchup between Northwest and Missouri Western, the women's game right down to the wire. A couple big free throws late from freshman Kylie Coleman helping the Bearcats get a 56-53 win. And this men's game, we've seen Northwest play well all year long, but ever since that Lincoln Memorial game hitting Christmas break, haven't really seen them play as good as they could. Well, they played very well today. 94-60 win over Missouri Western, as we mentioned before. A late shot missed, so they ended up shooting 69% from the field for today. But just incredible numbers offensively and that traditional pressure defense from a Ben McComb squad.
And I think Justin Pence answered the question of how he would do coming back after his injury. I think he's doing okay.
Man, he was fantastic today, wasn't he? 27 points on 9 of 11 shooting, 4 of 6 from 3, 4 points, 2 rebounds, 3 steals. He did not turn the ball over. Mind you, he missed the last 6 minutes of the ball game, so they are leading by so much, but that's a pretty crazy stat line for a young man that hadn't played in a week and a half.
94-60, the final, Northwest over Missouri Western. Back to begin our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with a 94-60 win over Missouri Western. With Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but good news as well from Topeka, with Central Missouri coming from behind to defeat the Ichabod 63-55. We took a look at the score in the first half. It looked like that might be a romp for the Ichabods, but had to hand it for the Mules, winning on the road, coming back to defeat a very good Washburn team. So Bearcat slide into a tie for first place in the MIAA.
Yeah, that's a big one. And Washburn's other loss came to Pittsburgh, correct, a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
I think that was, I mean, you kind of expect them to go and beat the Gorillas. Then you're playing Central Missouri at home. You have a double-digit lead. You expect them to take care of that one, too. That's pretty uncharacteristic, and the Bearcats gave them an opening to run with it. They didn't take it, so all of a sudden now, if Northwest, after getting rested up, getting healthy, starts to play like this every game, it's going to be very tough for Washburn to go away and find a way to win this conference.
And the Bearcats have Washburn on the road, as they will be in Topeka here in a couple weeks on weekday night. I believe they've got that matchup there. So they've got a chance to take care of things on their own with the Ichabods as well. But kind of nice right now, looking at a tie at the top.
Yeah, yep. There's a lot more pressure on Washburn now than I think there is on Northwest. So Bearcats played very good here today, and that's something I think they can build off of and carry on.
Final score, 94-60, Northwest Missouri State with the win over the Griffins. Back with more in our post game right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs, from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at rapidelitemaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back in Maryville at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the win. Again, final score, Northwest Missouri State winning this one, winning it 94-60, and joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a good win for your team. And looking at the stats here at the end of the game, pretty good shooting performance overall, but especially second half.
Yeah, I thought, we made some, actually, when Justin went out, we made some adjustments to our offense. And we kept them in. We kept those adjustments in, and then added a few of the ball screen stuff out of it. And it seemed to really help our flow a little bit. And I think it takes a little bit of pressure off of Justin, where he's not coming down trying to make plays. The plays just happen. They're just there for him. And tonight he was excellent. Everybody was excellent for the most part. I think we're still a work in progress offensively, but you know, you shoot 70% from the field and 54% from three. 80% in the second half is just out of hand. I would guess that has to be the highest percentage we've shot in a half in a long... I mean, I don't remember ever shooting 80% in a half before. So, I was proud of our guys' performance. I thought we came with great energy defensively, most importantly. You know, rebounding-wise, I thought they really took it to us at their place last time we played them. And this time I felt like we were able to handle the physicality and even put some of that on them ourselves.
I thought really important early on in this ball game where he made a statement, again, up 36-25 at half. But really from that intensity level, he really from the opening tip looked like he came to play this afternoon.
Yeah, our kids did. You know, they came with great effort. I think the 2 days off helped a ton. I think the kind of tweak to our offense is helping a lot. You know, again, somebody's going to scout it, and it's going to be more difficult. We hadn't ran that exact thing. We've ran it, but we ran it more as plays. Now we ran it as an entire offense with pace, and so we haven't done that this year. And so it's if you haven't gone against it, it becomes difficult to scout. You know, our guys just played really well tonight. I mean, it's our kids.
Hey, it looks like Justin Pitts is back.
You know, he does this every year about this time where he hits a really hard grind where it becomes really, really difficult for him to make plays, to make shots, to play. And I felt like that break that he had, and it happens every year. He gets injured or he takes a couple-day break, and all of a sudden he's just back and he's refreshed. And I think it's a mental thing for him because just the toll it takes on him to have to make play after play after play becomes very difficult. And you know, so that's what you saw tonight.
It seems, too, that this year in particular that teams are trying to be more physical with him, where he's taking a lot more bumps and things out there than maybe other players.
They are, and part of that is we don't have another point guard, and so he's having to take the hits. And you know, he's done a good job of handling it, and we've put some stuff in so that he doesn't have to take those hits, so he doesn't have to fight as hard to get open. You know, just a lot of little things that I think will really help him so that he's not getting beat up as much mentally and physically.
Yeah, you're able to get some other players open as well. Again, talking about 80% shooting in the second half, but it looked like within the offense there was a lot of guys that were getting open both inside and outside today.
I felt like that. Yeah, I felt like we got open looks. I mean, Ryan Welty had wide open looks, and he's, you know, he's usually as good a shooter as we've got. So, you know, but we had other guys step up and hit shots, and you know, it was a fun game. It was a fun game to coach. I liked the pace. I liked the tempo that our kids played with. I liked how everybody came in off the bench. I thought it was a really good game.
And, again, a lot of basketball left to be played, but when you look at the MIAA standings, Washburn loses today. Central Missouri comes back to win their game. So looking at a tie at the top of the conference between the Ichabods and the Bearcats.
Yeah, you know, and that's a big win for Central just as far as regional goes. You know, it becomes – that head-to-head really helps. Yeah, you know, it's tough to be in first place. It's really, really tough. I mean, we know that firsthand. And so, you know, that's what Washburn's experiencing a little bit. I think they're experiencing having a tough time scoring the basketball down the stretch, and I'm sure that's probably what happened. And then Central's playing really, really well. They have these games where they just play awful, and then the next game they're just unreal. And so... You know, that was one of those games and tough matchup for Washburn.
Well, nice to get back home as well.
It is nice. It's I like Bearcat Arena. If you haven't noticed that.
I have picked up on that.
So we got a couple more home games, then we're back on the road, and it'll be fine. We're going to keep competing, keep being a work in progress, and keep having fun.
Too, this afternoon, a great crowd here, and they were having a good time through the women's game, through the men's game, and just overall set up a nice atmosphere this afternoon.
Oh, it's awesome. Awesome crowd. You know, credit our marketing, obviously, department that did a really good job of getting people, and then, you know, my personal marketing director, Austin Meyer, who went out and passed out donuts 4 times and poured orange juice for people with some of the players to get fans here and get a good crowd for a team that deserves a good crowd. And we definitely appreciate all the fans that come out.
Well, Lincoln up next on Thursday.
Yeah, I haven't watched them much. I think they were pressing earlier in the season. I'm not sure what they're doing now. So we'll focus on them here shortly and get after them and see what happens.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. A reminder, too, that Coach McCollum's interview is underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back on our postgame, 94-60, the final score, Northwest with the win over Missouri Western. With Matt Trent and I'm John Coffey. Time for Extra Effort Award, and looking for a guy who got back in the lineup this afternoon.
Yeah, really a complete effort, top to bottom. Everybody really played well today, but when you see Justin Pitts come out and play as well as he played, especially coming off the injury, he thought, does he have to knock off any rust when he made his first five shots in a row to start this ball game? 27 points on 9 of 11 shooting, knocked down 4 threes, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, also 4 assists, 2 rebounds, 3 steals, did not turn the ball over today. That is a very good game from the Northwest point guard. And you add in a Chris Ndow, who goes 7 for 11 for 22 points. That's a pretty tough pair to stop.
Yeah, it certainly is, and you look at Ndow, also 3 assists in the game and a steal. An overall good performance for Chris. Then throw in the 10 points for Joey Wittes, as Joey was 2 of 3 from 3-point range. He also had 5 rebounds to help lead the Bearcats, the 3 players in double figures this afternoon, and Ryan Hawkins has 7 points coming off the bench. As a team, Northwest shooting 68.8% from the field. That's their best total of the season. They were 54% on three-point opportunities, 10 of 13 in the second half, and 13 of 24 overall. And the free throw line shooting 74%, 15 of 21. Griffins 50% from the field, not a bad percentage on their end, 23 of 46. They were 6 of 13 from three-point range and 8 of 13 at the free throw line. Cats did a great job on the boards as well, out rebounding Missouri Western 30-13. So that's a big factor there, especially on a day when you're not getting a lot of offensive boards because you're shooting so well from the field.
You're shooting that well. To hold a team to only 13 rebounds an entire game is absolutely, I mean, that's ridiculous. The Bearcats opponents were averaging 28 rebounds a game. Held a 13 today. My goodness.
Turnovers, just 10 for the Bearcats, 12 for Missouri Western. And for the Griffins, they had 3 players in double figures, paced by LaVon Hightower with 13 and Cole Clearman with 12, also 10 points for T.J. Evans. Bearcats with the win. They're now 17-2, 9-2 in the MIAA. Missouri Western with the loss, 3-15 and 1-10. Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com.
Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center, the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschlenFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holley uses imported German malts and hops, along with traditional Old World brewing methods to achieve authentic flavor. More at KCBIER.com. Doubleheader sweep. Northwest wins both ends of it. In the women's game earlier, it was a three-point win for Northwest, 56-53. And, of course, the Bearcat men winning 94-60. And how about the Northwest women tonight? Actually, this afternoon put together a great game and coming up for the win.
They battled tough and able to pull one out against a rival. And, that's a team that beat them 77-48 the first time around. So, but really no fear from the Bearcat women coming out, playing well and picking up a much-needed W and getting themselves right back in that postseason race.
And you look at the next couple games, Lincoln and Lindenwood coming to town. Those are two winnable games for Northwest as well.
Lincoln, before the day started, and I think if things played out, they lost today, so they're still winless in conference play, so you pass them up. Lindenwood lost, so you're one game back of them, so you can do some major damage in the conference and making your way toward that if you pick up a couple more wins here next week.
Check the scores around the MIAA this afternoon. Again, on the men's side, a final score here, or final score with Pittsburgh State winning over Northeastern State 96-82. The one we talked about earlier, Central Oil defeats Washburn 63-55, so the Cats and the Ichabods at the top spot in the MIAA. Missouri Southern, which was running away with Central Oklahoma throughout much of the game with 20 seconds left, they're just holding on to a 91-89 lead over Central Oklahoma. Fort Hays State trailing Lindenwood this afternoon, 69-63, as Lindenwood wins that one. And the game coming up later, that will be Nebraska-Kearney at Lincoln. Now on the women's side, finals from today, Pittsburgh State defeats Northeastern State 65-50. Central Missouri women with a win over Washburn 72-63. With Central Oklahoma's women defeating Missouri Southern 75-65. And in the final, it was Nebraska Kearney's women defeating Lincoln 72-58. And Fort Hays State
with a win over Lindenwood, 87-73. So that's the way the rest of the conference looks in men's and women's basketball this afternoon.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting as we get a little bit closer to March, this postseason picture. Supposed to be clearing up. It's getting a little bit more muddy now, I think.
And up next, Lincoln on Thursday and a doubleheader beginning at 5:30. So it's nice to get some home games here in a row and seeing Lincoln for the first time this year.
You know, the bye to have that whole week off and now to roll into this park to where Missouri Western, Lincoln, Lindenwood, I think the schedule's really opened it up, especially for the women at the perfect time.
So again, Northwest with the doubleheader sweep this afternoon as they defeat Missouri Western in the women's game, 56-53, the final score. And in the men's game, Northwest with the win as well, 94-60 over Missouri Western. Thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast. Matt Trenton here at Bearcat Arena and our studio engineer, Kramer Sansone. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.